to deploy military forces inside the United States to suppress rebellion or domestic violence or to enforce the law in certain situations.
If there's an insurrection, I would certainly invoke it.
Speaking in the Oval Office, the president was asked how long National Guard troops will stay in Los Angeles.
When there's no danger, they'll leave.
He said L.A. was under siege until he authorized sending in the National Guard. Greg Clugston, Washington.
At their national meeting, Southern Baptist delegates have endorsed a ban on same-sex marriage. Inflation heated up just a bit last month. The cost of food rose, although overall inflation stayed mostly tame. Consumer prices increased 2.4% in May compared to 1 year ago. And watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow trading about 64 points higher, while the NASDAQ Composite Index is up 38 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Mike Gallagher here, host of The Mike Gallagher Show. If you know me, you know I only put my name behind people and companies I trust. When it comes to mortgages, I trust Mike and Brian at Fellowship Home Loans. They're not just friends. They've done loans for me, my family. I've seen firsthand how they treat every client like their family. And these days, that personal touch really matters. With the cost of everything up, you might be looking for ways to free up cash. Maybe you're thinking about a cash-out refi or HELOC to finish some home projects, consolidate debt, or just get ahead financially. Fellowship is a full-service direct lender, not a broker. They cut out the middleman. That means faster decisions, fewer fees, and less stress. Whether you're buying your first home, downsizing, or refinancing to get some breathing room, they'll tailor fit the loan to your life. Get started at fellowshiphomeloans.com/Mike G. fellowshiphomeloans.com/Mike G or call 800-510-MIKE, 800-510-6453. Fellowship Home Loans, mortgage lending by the book.
Nationwide Mortgage Bankers, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, equal housing lender, NMLS number 819382.
Good morning. It's 10:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. A new report from Baltimore County Inspector General Kelly Madigan finds that a government employee misused their county-assigned vehicle. An investigation began in May of 2024 after the OIG received a complaint alleging that the county employee was using the vehicle for personal business, political campaigning, and sign placement. The report did not identify the employee or the political campaign, except to say it was a crew chief with the Department of Environmental Protection and Sustainability. Maryland's Safe Haven will be opening a new housing facility and community hub on Friday, supporting the LGBTQ plus community. The new center is located in former MICA dorm on Collington Avenue, and it will offer 12 residential units offering temporary and permanent housing with wraparound services available for those needing support. Stein on Sports and the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowy at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowy now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Since 1902, Farnan and Dermer has been Maryland's trusted name in HVAC. Family owned for five generations, they're the comfort guys that you can count on. Like with a $99 AC tune-up with a no-breakdown guarantee. If you need a new system, how about 0% financing for up to 60 months and rebates up to $7,000? Call 410-367-7777 or visit acbaltimore.com. And don't forget to tell them Gary told me to call. Farnan and Dermer, keeping Maryland comfortable for over 120 years.
Kyle started Blindster in 2010 to make quality custom-made blinds affordable to everyone. Traditional window covering retailers are expensive. Our prices are low and our blinds are guaranteed to fit. Blindster.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
It'll be the Birds and Tigers tonight, game two of the series, and an excellent pitching matchup. Detroit starter Casey Mize, a right-hander at 6-1 with a 2.91 ERA, taking on Zach Eflin at 6.35. Eflin's last two starts have been stellar. The Orioles' third loss in four games last night after winning six in a row has obscured the fact that the Birds' bullpen has been outstanding. In Baltimore's last seven games, the pen has tossed 26 innings of one-run ball. That's an ERA of 0.34, five walks and 35 strikeouts. Elsewhere in baseball, what a shot last night by Aaron Judge.
Swing and a deep blast way out into left field. Judge can't stop, won't stop. Why would he? Two-run jack in the first.
Call on the YES Network. I know it's the Yankees and I know it's not popular, but you got to hand it to Aaron Judge. Shot measured at 469 feet. Yanks win at 10-2 over KC. Judge batting 398 now on June 11th. More from John Gruden on his impressions of the Ravens during his visit last week, commenting here on the Ravens' offense.
I believe they can score on any possession from anywhere on the field. They have Zay Flowers, who's a dynamic route runner. I think if he was there in the playoffs, I think his loss was a big loss for Baltimore. The threat of Zay Flowers opens up a lot of things.
Meanwhile, the Ravens' kicking competition is heating up. Both Tyler Loop and undrafted free agent John Hoyland impressive. Hoyland 6-for-6 yesterday, longest from 52. Loop will kick today. Coming up in 30 minutes, Tony Mancelino on the Orioles' glue. And that is Stein on Sports.
Jim Barbie and White Marsh and Jasper Engines and Transmissions offer a cost-effective solution to your present engine and transmission trouble. Avoid a costly new car purchase or high lease payments by putting life into your present vehicle. Let Jim Barbie Automotive install a Jasper remanufactured engine or transmission with a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide warranty and premium service plan. Call Jim Barbie Automotive at 410-335-8848.
At 10:07, here's the Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Starting off mild for your Wednesday morning. As we head toward the afternoon, we'll look for warmer conditions and highs in the mid to upper 80s under mostly sunny skies, a little less humid as well. Temps keep heating up as we get into Thursday and Friday with lower 90s on the way. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
72 degrees in Essex, 76 in Owings Mills, and 68 in Moncton. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9. FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Wednesday to all of you. We were talking, of course, about Vincent Schiraldi and his departure and then whether or not Governor Westmore forced him to resign or it was Schiraldi's idea. Regardless, he's out. He's out. And Betsy Fox Tolentino, she has a heck of a job in front of her. And we'll continue to watch day by day on how this shapes up. But we are also talking about the Los Angeles, no, not the Los Angeles fires, the Los Angeles riots. Yes, also under Mayor Karen Bass and Governor Gavin Newsom. Now, we had a caller that just called in from Bell Camp. Thank you again, caller. And he says, you know, I see what's going on in Los Angeles. I see what's going on in Chicago. And there's also protests in New York. And so he's wondering whether or not we could see this in either Baltimore or D.C. And as I noted, I would say almost positively, at some point in time, they'll try. Now, whether or not it'll be successful, I don't know. But when President Trump, you know, kicks off the parade this weekend that he's having for, you know, it's kind of like a birthday celebration, right? Because it's Flag Day, but it's also his birthday. And we're having this huge celebration in D.C. for it. And he's super excited. But I guarantee you, you're going to have some protesters there. Now, will it turn into riots and looting? I don't know. Because I will say I've noticed that Mayor Bowser there in D.C., she has come a little bit more towards the center. If you recall, she was standing side by side with Jeanine Pirro, who's now the AG there in D.C., and when they were talking about the two young couple that were gunned down in front of the Jewish Museum. And she nodded her head a couple of different times in unison with Judge Jeanine Pirro, saying, oh, yeah, we're definitely not going to take this, you know, and we are definitely going to make sure we hold anybody that's planning anything accountable against the Jewish community. So I will say, and she was also, you know what, wasn't she at the White House for something else not too long ago? I will say she's come a little more towards the center, and I don't think she's going to allow, you know, the burning of the cars and the riots and the looting. I could be totally wrong. I did want to note, you know, the protests in New York City yesterday. You had Savannah Hernandez. She was with Turning Point. And if you follow her online, she's a young lady that usually gets out in a crowd in a protest and asks questions of those people that are out there, you know, protesting, you know, whether it's against, you know, pro-life or what have you. Well, she's out there asking questions, you know, about the protests in New York City. Well, while she was out there, there was these two individuals on bicycles that were part of blocking traffic. okay? And this video is circulating all over the place. It says Savannah Hernandez, she's standing there, and she's kind of, like, filming all of this. And there is this black woman who's being blocked, right? Her car is in the traffic. She gets out of her car, walks a couple cars up, and she confronts the two bicyclists that are standing right in front of Savannah. So, of course, Savannah starts rolling tape, right? She's like, oh, I'm going to get this. So the black woman goes up to the two individuals. They are white, and they're on bicycles. And she says, excuse me, but I've got to get to work. She said, I understand you're protesting, but now you're a problem because I need to go to work now, okay? So the two individuals look at her and they say, well, we're not moving because there are families being torn apart thanks to ICE and this administration. So the black woman, you can tell she's getting irate, right? She's pissed. Well, anyways, the woman that was blocking traffic, she says, you know, we have to do this protest this way because it's really about their kids, right? Their kids are being separated from them because of these ICE raids. So the black woman said, what about my kid? And you can tell none of this is scripted. This woman just had to go to work. She said, what about my kid? And apparently her kid was in the car in the back seat. She said, if I don't get to work, my kid doesn't eat. And you know what they did? They laughed at her. They laughed in her face. This video, this little short clip now, again, Savannah Hernandez has it on her social media accounts. This video has gone viral. And if you want to take a look at it, and like I said, it's still there. And I mean, even on X alone, if you go down here, this is on X alone. This video is at, it looks like 10.9 million views. This is part of the problem. Right. And this is a problem the Democrat Party has. You know, they're so busy trying to, you know, be a crusader for certain minority groups. You've got other minority groups that are like, well, what about me? And the Democrat Party, you know, you don't have an answer for that. So all this equity, inclusion, and at some point in time, it was going to come to a head where you've got more than one minority group against another minority group. And now you've got individuals that are trying to figure out what to do. And so Savannah Hernandez, of course, she's standing there. And she asked the two white liberals blocking the traffic. She goes, so wait a minute, are you not going to allow this black woman to get to work? And the look on their faces, they cannot believe they are now facing this issue. Same thing when I was running for office, right? There was all these people saying, oh, vote for black women. You must trust black women. We need black women in leadership positions. And then here I am knocking on your door. Hi, I'm black. I'm a woman. Yes, I'm a Republican, but still, I'm a black woman. And so if you're saying that I need to be in a leadership position because I'm black and a woman, well, then you got to vote for me. You don't have a choice. I'm running against a white guy, right? And then they all look at you like you got two heads, and they're like, well, you're a sellout. You're a traitor. What are you doing on that side of the aisle? You know, it's like, look, you said that we were leaders. I'm just showing up and making sure you know I'm in the race. And so this is the problem that they have time and time again. Now, Vivek Ramaswamy, he was on Fox News yesterday with Jesse Waters. And he told Jesse Waters that he believes that Governor Gavin Newsom definitely has a problem. And he believes that his political career could be over. And he compares Governor Gavin Newsom to former Governor George Wallace of Alabama. Remember when he was shot here in Laurel, Maryland at that rally that he had? Well, everybody talked about George Wallace at that time. He was definitely a racist, definitely a Democrat, but definitely racist. And he was shot by Arthur Bremer. I dove into that investigation and I went into the weeds there. I know so much about Arthur Bremer and George Wallace. It's crazy. It's crazy. Well, anyways, Vivek Ramaswamy, he was on Fox News with Jesse Waters yesterday. Take a listen.
I know Gavin Newsom. I actually happen to like him as a person. The reality is he's not going to like what I have to say on this, which is that his behavior is starting to resemble that of another Democratic governor from U.S. history by the name of George Wallace, who was the governor of Alabama, who famously stood in the way of federal desegregation. And in 1963, President John F. Kennedy had to deploy the National Guard of Alabama, just like President Trump is doing today. And I know that's counterintuitive to some people, but the parallels are actually pretty striking if you think about it. Democrat governors, when you look at George Wallace, he resisted desegregation. Gavin Newsom is resisting deportations. George Wallace wanted segregated cities. Gavin Newsom wants sanctuary cities. George Wallace stood in the school door blocking the way. Gavin Newsom is blocking the ICE vans. It's the same Democrat governor playbook. You dodge the feds, you rally the radicals, and most importantly of all, you do it in front of the cameras. Because what they were both doing is really carving their Democratic primary path for their presidential ambitions. And Jesse, you can mark my words on this one. Gavin Newsom's presidential ambitions are going to end in the same place that George Wallace's did, in the dustbins of history where it belongs. That's just the truth.
All right. And that was Vivek Ramaswamy on with Jesse Waters last night on Fox News. Now, I thought he did a great job comparing the two. Here's the thing, and I know many of you are taking the poll there at WCBM.com, brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Here's the thing. I'm going to give you my response to this question, all right? Again, the question is, will the riots in Los Angeles end Governor Gavin Newsom's political career? So far, 56% of you say yes, 37% of you say no, and 8% of you are unsure. Well, I'll give you my response. I'm going to say no. Even though Vivek Ramaswamy did a great job making the comparison to George Wallace, I don't think that society, I don't think that the voters are looking at Gavin Newsom like George Wallace. I think, and many of you have pointed this out, a lot of what we see, whether it's those that are supporting Palestine over Israel, whether it's those supporting illegal immigrants over, you know, people like Lakin Riley and others that lost their lives that are white to illegal immigrants. A lot of them are looking at this through a racial lens. And even though that had to do with segregation, it's totally different. It's totally different. I think today you have so many people that are against white people. And I know it sounds crazy to even think that we now live in a country in 2025 where people are against people because of the color of their skin. But that is the case, right? I think more so now than even in the 80s and 90s. But you're looking at this now and it's like, wow, I think there's going to be many people that look at Gavin Newsom as a hero here. And I think that's what he's hoping for. And so he did, in fact, put out a statement last night, and it was funny because he was pretending that it was live, right? This press conference. It's like a little presser that he had, but it was a pre-recorded statement. And he was posting about it on social media, like, I'm going live. This is a big message to those in Los Angeles. This is a big message to those in California. The problem is, whoever the staffer was that sent over the pre-recorded video, they didn't sync up the audio. So they sent over the video and there was no audio. And everybody's like, wait a minute, are you really lying about going live? But we see this time and time again, whatever they have to do to advance their political career, that's what they're going to do. They don't care if they're lying. They don't care at all. But yeah, it was a pre-recorded video. He had his makeup done. The filters were on the cameras. He looked great. But they forgot to send the audio. So you had ABC, you had all these networks that were then playing, you know, simultaneously this pre-recorded video. And it was funny because they had to go back and then start it over again once the audio finally sent through. It was hilarious. But not only that, here's what I'll also say. I don't think people look at this the same way. And I also believe that people look at ICE similar to how they looked at the police during the George Floyd riots. And even the Freddie Gray riots, right? There were so many, oh, defund the police, we hate law enforcement. That's how they look at ICE. So again, I can't make the comparison. I thought Vivek Ramaswamy did a great job, but I can't make the comparison because it's totally different. Totally different. The last little nugget that I have to back up my stance here on my answer to being no, that I don't think this is going to hurt Gavin's career. I have this little piece of audio. And it is basically showing that Governor Gavin Newsom has, in fact, survived a heck of a scandal also in the past. Take a listen.
I want to make it clear that everything you've heard and read is true. And I am deeply sorry about that. I've hurt someone I care deeply about, Alex Turk, his friends and family. And that is something that I have to live with, and something that I am deeply sorry for. I am also sorry that I've let the people of San Francisco down. They expect a lot of their mayor, and my personal lapse of judgment aside, I am committed to restoring their trust and confidence, and will work very hard in the upcoming months to make sure that the business of running the city is framed appropriately. I also want to extend a personal apology to everyone in our administration, to my staff that I just met with, to my friends and my family members. I am deeply sorry.
All right. And that was Governor Gavin Newsom way back when he was the mayor of San Francisco. And he slept with, I guess it was the chief of staff's wife. It was his chief of staff. It was like his right-hand man, really. Because he was his campaign manager. Then he was his chief of staff. And Gavin Newsom slept with his wife. And apparently, you know, people found out. And they brought it forth. And, you know, he didn't do the whole Bill Clinton, I did not have sexual relations with that woman. He didn't do that one. He did the, oh, my bad. I'm sorry. Did you just catch me in this? So, yeah, so that he survived that scandal as the mayor of San Francisco. So, yeah, I feel like Gavin Newsom has like nine lives. We'll discuss more of this coming up next.
Comcast Business is celebrating Small Business Month by giving you a $1,000 small business bonus when you switch to a qualifying gig speed package from the company with over 99.99% network reliability. Just imagine the thousands of possibilities of a $1,000 prepaid card. Like possibility number one, company merch for staff. Stylin'. Or possibility number 24, the latest software. Upgrade. Or possibility number 192, new equipment powered by gig speeds. Or possibility number 555, a 3D printer. Rapid prototyping, anyone? Switch to Comcast Business for over 99.99% network reliability, advanced cybersecurity, and now get started with a $1,000 small business bonus. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
And 622.25, new customers only with two-year agreement. Other restrictions apply.
When you're diagnosed with Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis, you just want to feel better. Steroids help get my symptoms under control, but they come with problems and long-term risks. I need to look out for my future health. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation changed everything. They encouraged me to take action and even helped me find a specialist. We now have a plan that works for today and tomorrow. Don't put off finding an answer. Spill your guts. Learn more at spillyourguts.org.
The Rob Carson Show.
Hey guys, it's Carson. Wednesday on the show, Speaker Mike Johnson says Gavin Newsom should not be arrested. He should be tarred and feathered for the riots. And remember when six figures used to be living large? Well, it barely pays the bills in most U.S. states, even when you're single.
Come on! We're streaking!
Noon to 3 on WCBM.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, we're wrapping up the conversation about the riots, the looting, everything going on in Los Angeles. And, of course, the poll will be up all day long at WCBM.com if you want to weigh in. Brought to you by Renovation Real Estate. Asking you about Governor Gavin Newsom's political career. Is it over? Is it over? Is he just fine? Are you unsure? Go to WCBM.com and take part in the poll. I got my friend Al in Woodlawn. Al, you wanted to weigh in?
Hey, Kim, how you been?
Doing well, doing well.
Kim, I'm going to tell you one thing. If you keep having so much fun doing what you're doing, you're going to have to start paying Sean more every week.
I know, right?
You're having too much fun on that job.
I know. I told my mom, I said, this is quite literally the best job I ever had.
I know what you mean. Yep. Gavin Newsom and the mayor, the mayor and Gavin Newsom, what state are they talking about where everything's fine? Everything's under control. I mean, you just had the fires go through there. You didn't have the reservoirs filled. You didn't have the fire hydrants turned on. And now you're saying, you know, they blaming Trump for this summer. He escalated the situation. I just don't get it with these progressive Democrats who just don't seem to get it. And they're doubling down, Kim. They're doubling down.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, you know, they just saying, you know, we don't want to win in 2 years. You know, we just gonna give it to the Republican Party. You know, KJP even left.
Right.
Even she left, you
right.
know. And Kim, real quick, 2 weeks ago, I called the main number, you know, leave a message on the governor's line, you know, about it. Get back to you. Left my name, left my number. And then I see a couple of days ago, he let him go. Giraldi go. I said, if I had known that's all it would take, I would have called 2.5 years ago. That's all it took.
Right, right. You know? Well, let me ask you this, Al. Right. Do you think the governor demanded his resignation, or do you think it was Vinny?
Oh, I think the governor did that.
Okay.
I really think the governor did that because he has other political aspirations. You know, whether it be president or whether it be, you know, a governor again here. But I mean, but Vinny Giraldi, he said, well, you know, I have some other opportunities I'm looking at, you know. California probably hire him. They'll hire him.
Oh, you know what? You're right. Yep. Yep, they will. They will.
Hey, Kim, look, I know you have a little one at home, but I deal with them every day, too, just like you. The other day I was crossing this little girl. She looked up at me. She said, my life is ruined.
What?
I said, your life is ruined? I said, how old are you? She said, 9. Kim, them kids keep me crying. I'm laughing every day with them kids, but I enjoy it, you know. But
yeah, well, thank you for getting out there and doing it.
A couple more days, you know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
All right, Kim, you take it easy. Be safe out there.
Thank you. You too, Al. Thank you so much. Yeah, you know what? You go from a corrections officer, and now Al's out there as a crossing guard for the little ones. I bet that is a lot of fun, to be honest with you. If anybody is retired, I would say if you want to, you know, pick up a couple extra bucks, they're usually down crossing guards. I would say that would actually be a lot of fun, making sure the little ones get across the street. Speaking of the little ones, he was talking about Olivia there. I got to actually run when I get off the air here. Olivia woke up, bright red cheeks. She had hives all over. I gave her some allergy medicine, but she's allergic to something, and I don't know what it is. Of course, she tells me it's my cooking, because I'm... This girl gets on my case. She's like, remember those eggs you made the other day? They weren't that good. It's probably what it was. If you don't get out of my face, I can't with this kid. But yes, the kids are so cute. They really are, especially at that age. All right. I did want to mention, because of course we're talking about the LA fires. We're talking about the New York City protests, the protests in Chicago. There's so much going on. And as callers pointed out, many of this does seem very orchestrated. And it does look like this is really the Democrat Party's response to losing so badly in the election. Well, anyways, you might have saw where a historic building in Druid Hill, once a synagogue, was graffitied with Free Palestine on it. And as our caller from Bell Camp, if you're still listening, you know, when you asked whether or not you could see this coming to Baltimore and D.C., again, I say I'm 60% sure yes. 60% sure. Why is this picking up? The only thing I can think is this is the response to losing. And I guess we kind of saw something similar back in 2016, you know, around those times, with Black Lives Matter and those other groups. And we know that those agitators were also paid. This is a quote-unquote resistance in their mind. Unfortunately, people are getting hurt and people are losing their businesses because of what's going on. All right, coming up next, Simone Biles actually does apologize to Riley Gaines. And I have some news for you. I will be somewhere, hopefully with you, on June 20th. Can you guess what it is? All right, coming up next, we'll discuss.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump and his Chinese counterpart have yet to sign off on it, but the U.S. and China do have a tentative trade deal, setting U.S. tariffs on Chinese imports at 55%. China's tariffs on American goods go to 10%. The U.S. will also get rare earth minerals from China. In return, Chinese students will be allowed to continue attending American colleges and universities. It was a better-than-expected report on consumer prices. Inflation rose 2.4% last month compared to 1 year ago. Los Angeles, much quieter overnight. A curfew has been imposed on parts of downtown L.A. Elon Musk, now says some of his anti-Trump remarks went too far, says he regrets some of the posts he made online about the president. The Dow's up 149 points. More details, srnnews.com.
This is Pastor David Lewis at Cub Hill Bible Presbyterian Church with a moment of truth. Looking at life through the lens of Scripture allows us to see and properly understand the big picture. It's a bit analogous to a map and the perspective it can give. It shows you all the twists and turns as you get from where you are in your life to where you're going. And with the Bible as your guide, it's essential in navigating the dangerous waters of our current culture. Put simply, culture is a way of life. The current culture in America exploded onto the scene after World War II. It's focused on the masses, commercialism, instant gratification, and does not recognize absolute truth. And unfortunately, through the years, many churches are adopting cultural norms that are not biblical. So how are we as Christians to respond? It starts at home. We need to cultivate God's ways in our lives, applying the standards of Scripture to every area of our lives. We need to live out God's precepts. We live for Him, not for ourselves. With enough Christians heeding God's call in their lives, we may see a groundswell in America that becomes large enough to take our country back. This is Pastor David Lewis at a moment of truth.
Now, Gary Stein on sports. O's dreams continued to fade last night at Camden Yards.
This year has been the breakout year the Tigers had hoped for, slugging 500. High fly ball center field. Hauser back at the track, at the wall. He cannot make the catch. It's gone. Straight away center, torque bomb.
Kevin Brown with the call on Masson. Spencer Torkelson's two-run shot off Cade Povich in the fifth was his 16th of the year, and it proved to be the difference as the Birds' bats were stymied once again, 5-3 the final against the Tigers. After the game, manager Mancelino on his starter.
Yeah, that was kind of the conversation amongst the staff and the dugout was the quick two outs. I think it was three out of the five innings that he started off. It was two quick outs and then traffic.
Nine hits and a walk surrendered by Povich in 4 2/3. His record stands at 1-5. Good news for the Birds was the return of Jordan Westberg. A solo shot in the ninth for the Oriole third baseman, referred to by the manager as the glue of the team. Ravens news, the team offering up a couple of offensive linemen to the media yesterday. Andrew Voorhees battling for the left guard slot.
From my perspective, it's just an open position out there for grabs, and it's up to somebody, and so why not me, right?
Ben Cleveland is his competition. Coming up in 30 minutes, a Washington Capitol great retires. And that is Stein on Sports.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. We're going to see mostly sunny skies today with temperatures well into the mid and upper 80s. A little less humid as well, so it should feel good for your Wednesday. As we head into Thursday and Friday, temps climb into the lower 90s. Tracking our next weather maker as we get into Father's Day weekend, some showers late Friday, and then more storms possible on Saturday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Celebrating 100 years of protecting your family's most priceless moments. Then, now, always. Erie Insurance.
At WCBM, we stand for freedom, hard work, and the businesses that keep our community strong. The local businesses that support WCBM share our values. They believe in you, just like you believe in America. So when you need a service, a product, or a meal out, support the businesses that support WCBM. Your dollars stay local, help hardworking Americans, and keep conservative talk radio alive. Check out our trusted sponsors at WCBM.com and tell them you heard them on WCBM, because when we stand together, we thrive together.
Find out the truth and hear the stories other media won't cover. Listen here and tell your friends, family, and co-workers to turn on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, don't forget, at the top of the hour, we're going to be joined by Delegate Mark Fisher. We're going to talk about, of course, Vince Schiraldi's departure over at DJS. And then we're also going to talk about the potential rolling blackouts that we might see here in the state of Maryland. It's really a thing. That's really a thing. So it is very scary to even consider that. But here we are. All right, before we get into Simone Biles' apology that went out to Riley Gaines. And I'm getting into this only because I posted on the first thing that Simone Biles, the gymnast, said to Riley Gaines. And then I posted on the apology. And I kind of got beat up through all of this. And I'm like, wait a minute. I'm a Republican and I am not on Simone's side But I know that we're going to have to handle this conversation a little differently if we want people to also agree with how biological men in female sports just does not work. Okay, you attract more bees with honey. Everybody wants to do this thing where it's like just own the limbs, right? You gotta punch hard and, you know, hit them, you know. And it's like, how do you convince them that you're on the right side of history here if you're trying to talk to them while punching them in the face? It can't always work like that. Well, anyways, we'll get into that in just a moment. I did want to tell you about the good news. On June 20th from 6 to 9 p.m., do you know where I'm going to be? Brian, the producer, you know where I'm going to be? Well, you know, because you'll be there, too. We are going to be at the Chuck Roast. Yes, at Jimmy Seafood on June 20th, 6 to 9 p.m. Be there or be square. I know the tickets are going up fast. There's some tickets left. Go to WCBM.com. It gets your tickets today. They're going to have blue crabs. They've got the buffet going, pit beef, pit turkey. I like, you know what I saw in there, Brian? I don't know what you're going to eat. You know what? It's funny because I'm so used to seeing you eat, I guess, whatever your wife makes. But what do you eat? I'm going to have the seafood ecstasy with the penne pasta. I'm already calling it. I'm going in. I'm going straight to the buffet. Nobody can stop me. Absolutely no one. But I do. I hope that you guys all come because I would love to meet you. We've had some events in the past, and I love the fact, first of all, usually they're always sold out, which is amazing. But not only that, I get to go in and I get to finally put a face to the name, right? Whether you texted, whether you call in, or whether you send me an email. Like I love just being able to actually meet you. And so we'll meet, we can take pictures, and then we can laugh a lot because, of course, we're there for the Chuck Roast. Now, interesting enough, a friend of mine, he listens to this show, right, Kim Klasick Live, but he is not up early enough to listen to the morning drive. So when he saw the flyer for the Chuck Roast, so he thought it was really just like a Chuck Roast. Like that's what he thought it was. Cause of course it's a play on words. He didn't know it was Chuck Whitaker and that the guys were going to be roasting him. He said, so I didn't even know. He was like, I just thought it was like a bull roast. I didn't think anything of it. So I thought that was very funny. So I just wanted to make it very clear here today. Okay. Chuck Whitaker is going to be roasted by Bruce Elliott, Sean Casey, and there's going to be a lot of other people in the building as well that you're very familiar with. So I just wanted to let you know that I will be there at Jimmy Seafood from 6 to 9 p.m. on June 20th. Go to WCBM.com. You can still get your tickets today. I'm very excited about this, and I'm going to get with Jonathan beforehand. I want to get the lighting perfect, okay? And you know what? I don't actually have to bring any lighting. It's Jimmy Seafood. They have lighting there already. They already have everything there. Because, you know, the Benedakis brothers, they do a fantastic job marketing over there. Well, anyways, I'm going to make sure that it is lit up the way that it needs to be lit up so we can all take pictures together. And it's going to be a good time. And if you want to come, if you are one of those people that listen to me because you hate me, you can come too. Get a ticket. You can come. And if you want to roast me as I'm sitting there eating my penne pasta, I don't care. I really don't care. It doesn't bother me. It doesn't bother me. It's just funny because, you know, some people call and are like, why do you let some of those callers talk to you like that? It's so disrespectful. It's so condescending. It honestly goes in one ear and out the other. It really is. And it's sad to say that because I guess I'm used to it at some point, I guess, right? Because it's like, it's sad. But people have been roasting me my entire life. I think I told you guys, I was roasted as a kid, man. Moving to Maryland from Buffalo, New York. Yeah. Oh, man. We came down here. I was in third grade. We go to school. We're all excited. You know, I got two brothers. We're like, oh, we're a new place. Yay. You know, get on the school bus because we didn't have school buses in New York where we lived. You had to walk to school. We went to school 80 up there. So you had to walk. All right. So we get on the school bus. We're excited about it. And then all these kids were like, you talk white. And like, what? And they're like, what kind of tennis shoes are those? And I swear to God. Third grade, I looked at this girl and I said, I actually don't play tennis. These are my sneakers and they are, and my dad shops at Sears and I like them, you know. But it was interesting because that's as soon as we got down here in Maryland, that was the whole thing. It was like, oh, you act white, you talk white. We didn't have any of that in Buffalo and we lived around black people. They don't do that up north at all. And so, yeah, I'm calling you out here in Maryland. You guys... I don't know what it is about this whole act white thing, but it's really a Maryland thing. It really is. I know we had some callers say that before. It's true. I have cousins that live in Connecticut. They don't do anything like that. Everybody speaks perfect English. Everyone, no matter what your color is. Of course, if you know, from another country, if you're an immigrant, you don't speak perfect English. But black, white, whatever. Nobody says you're acting white. And I think I remember telling you guys when I went home, because I went home, I was so sad. I was like, Dad, they're saying that I act white. I don't even know what I'm doing. he's like, Kim, you're not acting white. You're acting employable. Now go do your homework. He said, we're going to assimilate here, but not too much. All right? No, we're not doing slang. We're not doing any of that stuff. And it was funny because my dad was like, no. We moved down here. And we're in a nice place, and we're working hard because we want to make sure you are successful in life. But I was upset, man. I was so upset. Anyway, Simone Biles, you know, she got in a fight with Riley Gaines, and it was just on social media. So it wasn't like a blowout fight. You know what? I wonder if they were in a boxing ring. Who do you have, Brian, the producer? Riley Gaines, Simone Biles? I don't know. Who has more heart? Simone's so short. I would think Riley Gaines is a swimmer. Like, her reach is like, bam, you know? Simone is more agile. Is that what you're saying, Brian? All right. I don't know. Well, if they want to do a charity boxing match, I'm here for it. I might get a ticket. All right. So Riley Gaines and Simone Biles over the weekend had some words. And it was surrounding biological men in female sports, right? And Simone Biles basically said, oh, you know, Riley, you got to be more inclusive. And you got to make sure you come up with a different option for trans athletes, right? And so Riley Gaines said, first of all, it's not my job to come up with an option for trans athletes. I thought that was a pretty good comeback. And then she said, and I don't think trans or biological men should be in female sports, because Simone was still saying that they should. Here's Simone's apology. Went out yesterday. She says, I wanted to follow up from my last tweets. I've always believed competitive equity and inclusivity are both essential in sport. The current system doesn't adequately balance these important principles, which often leads to frustration and heated exchanges. And it didn't help for me to get personal with Riley, which I apologize for. Just so you guys know, Simone Biles did, she took a shot at Riley and said that she was, I guess she had a body like a man or something like that. It was not nice. It wasn't nice. It was kind of similar to, remember Jasmine Crockett got into Marjorie Taylor Greene and said, oh, that butch body bleached something. Yeah. So it was similar to that, but not as bad. Anyways, Simone goes on to say, these are sensitive, complicated issues that I truly don't have the answers or solutions to, but I believe it starts with empathy and respect. I was not advocating for policies that compromise fairness in women's sports. This is Simone. She says, my objection is to be singling out children. My objection is to singling out children for public scrutiny in ways that feel personal and harmful. Individual athletes, especially kids, should never be the focus of criticism of a flawed system they have no control over. I believe sports organizations have a responsibility to come up with rules supporting inclusion. She used that word like three times already. Inclusion while maintaining fair competition. We all want a future for sport that is fair, inclusive, fourth time, and respectful. All right. Again, that was Simone Biles. And obviously there are a lot of people said, you know, tell your PR team to delete and try again. Yeah. There was all this stuff. Well, anyways, I had written on her original post about wanting to include biological men in female sports. And on the original post, I said, look, you are basically advocating for Angel Reese to compete against LeBron James. If you think that's okay, you know, then you've got a problem here, right? That was kind of what I said. So on this post that she posted yesterday, the apology, here's what I said. I'm getting beat up for this, by the way. Here's what I said. I said, thank you for thinking this through. There aren't enough trans athletes to create a trans division. Those that decide to transition have to understand their personal choice put them in a position where they may not be able to compete in sports. Life is about choices. Now, Brian, the producer, is that a bad thing to say? I thought that was very measured. Classy on my part. But, okay, so you have some people that said, well said, I think this is great, I agree, however, da da da, right? And then you have people saying, what happened to you, Kim Klasick? I thought you were America first. I thought you were MAGA. I swear to you, they are so mad And somebody pointed out to me, because I'm sitting here thinking, like, what the heck is going on? I thought that was a great response. You know, there aren't enough trans athletes to have a trans division. I wish people would stop saying that. But in Simone Biles' original post, that's what she said. She said that if you can't put biological men in female sports, she wants to see a trans division. You can't create a trans division. There aren't enough trans. And might I add, the trans men, right, the females that transition, they don't want to compete against men at all. So they're not gonna compete against the trans women. Ain't gonna happen. Anyways, I thought it was a pretty good response. But people said, because I wrote this little piece, this is what gets me. Because I said, those that decide to transition have to understand their personal choice put them in a position where they may, that was the key word, may not be able to compete in sports. People filleted me on the may. They may not be able to compete in sports. They may be able to, right? If they decide to play a sport with the, you know, whoever's biology matches theirs, they can play. But because I said may, people are mad at me. Brian, you know what? You just can't win out here on social media. You just can't win. I don't know what it is. I'm sad about it. It's like, look, anyways, that was the response that I gave. And obviously that was Simone Biles' PR team. But I will give it to her. She posted it. It was probably a nightmare when it came to some of the companies she's endorsed by. I'm pretty sure they want to stay out of this conversation altogether. And, you know, when you're the spokesperson for like Gatorade or something, I'm sure they were probably calling her team like, what are we doing? She probably, you know what I thought about too? She probably has some endorsements that are the same as Riley's. I wonder if they're sponsored by some of the same companies. Anyway, Simone Biles, she did in fact apologize. She did. Other news that we have going on. You might have heard during the commercial break here that Johnny Osheski, yes, former county executive, now congressman, is trying to backtrack and answer a couple questions. Again, shout out to the Baltimore Brew, because it seems to me that it's only the Baltimore Brew that has any interest in discussing the truth when it comes to Congressman Johnny Osheski. All right. The Baltimore Banner, you could literally, you know, take the truth, slap him in the face with it. They will still act like they don't see it. They kill me at the Banner. It's, you know what it is, too? It's a bunch of the extreme liberals that left the Baltimore Sun. They're at the Baltimore Banner. And they won't touch a Democrat or a Democrat-favored issue. They won't do it. They won't do it. When everything was coming out during the campaign cycle about Johnny O and how he wasn't working with ICE, and even the stuff with Philip Terabassi, the Baltimore Banner, they had to write something about it because it was this huge news, right? Huge story. They wrote, there were like three sentences that says, County Executive Johnny Osheski is being accused of not working with ICE. But here is what we know about Kim Klasick. I kid you not. I kid you not. I was like, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Oh, the Baltimore Banner is the worst, man. Oh, they're the worst. So anyways, here's the Baltimore Brew. This is the title, the headline of the article. Johnny Osheski's uncle used his county-assigned vehicle for lengthy stays at Osheski's campaign office. Now, I know who this guy is only because I saw him so much, right? So when they would go to pick up, put up the big signs, or they were going to like the early voting polling sites, I would see Johnny's uncle. And a lot of times he was with Johnny's dad. And I remember one time we were door knocking. Gosh, where were we? Somewhere on Reisterstown Road. We were door knocking and the uncle and his dad pulled up to the shopping center to put up one of Johnny's big signs. So if you recall, during the campaign cycle, he didn't have a lot of little yard signs because I don't think a lot of people really supported him. But he had the really big giant signs that he would put at these shopping centers because the developers and Johnny O were really good friends because he was, you know, not, you know, charging any developer fees, all this other stuff. So to developers, they were putting up the big signs. Well, anyways, we were there to door knock. They hop out of the truck. And it's interesting because a lot of what we're talking about here, this vehicle, which is county assigned, I want to say, I guarantee you, it was the truck that they were using to put up the big size, the big 6x8. I guarantee it. It was that truck. Well, anyways, a report just yesterday by Inspector General Kelly Madigan cites the improper use of a county vehicle by a relative, quote-unquote, of a politician identified by the Brew as Robert Oshesky Sr., the uncle of the former county executive and current congressman, Johnny Oshesky. So if you want to read more about this story, it's in the Baltimore Brew. Of course, Johnny O gets online and says, oh, this is why I like Kelly Madigan. This is why I think we should have an inspector general to get down to the bottom of some things, you know, like trying to basically say that he didn't think it was a problem and they will go back and make sure that they rectify it. Obviously, they know what they're doing. They know what they're doing, right? They thought they were going to get away with it. We talk about Kathy Klausmeier. We talk about the fact that Kelly Madigan has to reapply for her job. There's now 23 other people that have applied for the inspector general position in Baltimore County. Do I think this story means that Johnny O's behind, you know, Kathy acting the way she is? I don't think so. I think there's multiple stories or multiple investigations that will come forth. I think this is one of many. And I'm not saying it's all going to be about Johnny Oshesky. I'm saying that there are Democrats that are most likely on the hook in some of these investigations, and they want Kelly Madigan gone. I do believe that. I do. So, Johnny, you know, take the keys from your uncle and make sure, make sure that he's, you know, not burning rubber on taxpayer time and dimes. That would be nice. But this is what I told you before about the Oshesky family. They're not on the up and up. They're not. I don't know why people voted for him again. Maybe they didn't like me as a choice. That could also be. Maybe they didn't think I was qualified. That could be. You know, but this is, I'm sure, one of many. We'll be right back.
Hey, it's Kim Klasick. When it comes to something as important as your roof, you want a company that's been there and done that. That's Wallace Roofing and Construction. They've been in business for over 90 years and are family owned. No subcontractors, just quality trusted workmanship on every job, residential or commercial. Call Wallace Roofing today at 410-655-3700. That's 410-655-3700. And tell them Kim Klasick sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof. MHIC number 1566.
Kyle started Blindster in 2010 to make quality custom made blinds affordable to everyone. Traditional window covering retailers are expensive. Our prices are low and our blinds are guaranteed to fit. Blindster.com.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures. To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine, and also we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
All right, if you are a Johnny Oshesky fan, don't forget tonight is the big congressional baseball game. And he's already posting. He's out on the field. He doesn't care about Uncle Bob taking the truck. He's on the field. He's ready to go. And I will say the Republicans have won the congressional baseball game, I think, what now, 10 times in a row? Johnny, he actually went to, was it Towson University to get some practice or something like that? And apparently he's big on baseball. So I guess we'll see. Maybe he's going to try to make some headlines other than ones that equal corruption. I don't know. I don't have any faith in the Democrat team. I really don't. And this is, you know, another piece of this because, you know, from Democrats, you always hear about, the Republican Party is the party of old white men. Well, considering, you know, number one, it's not true. But number two, when you look at our congressional baseball team, usually a lot of young Republicans are playing against some not so young Democrats. And even though that they say that that's our team, it is not. I know Congressman Byron Donalds will be out there. Congressman Wesley Hunt, I don't think he played last year, but I didn't see if he played this year. Oh, Marjorie Taylor Greene, she'll be back out there for the Republicans. We do. We have some athletic people on our team. Is Jasmine Crockett playing? You know what? Let me go to her ex feed here. Is Jasmine Crockett playing at the congressional baseball game? I would say, you know what? I don't even know. Let's just go and see. Let's go and see. Don't forget, coming up next, we'll be joined by Delegate Mark Fisher. We're going to talk about the possibility of rolling blackouts here in the state of Maryland, which is very scary for sure. Oh, that's right. Jasmine has me blocked on here, but I can see her post. I can see her post. She has not posted about the congressional baseball game, but that doesn't mean that she's not in it. Sometimes people don't post about it. I would say no, though. I can't imagine her running and sliding for bases. Can you, Brian, the producer? I can't see it. She can she can hit a white ball during this game. You know what? Take out some frustration, maybe. I don't know. I don't see her talking about it. But we'll see what the score is tomorrow. We'll talk about it, I'm sure. Again, the rolling blackouts and the potential of that in the state of Maryland, a lot of people are afraid, and I know why. Joe in the text line, Joe in Abingdon, he says, he asked Kim, why don't women compete in men's sports? Oh, wait, I think we all know the answer. Yeah, Joe, we do. We do. And that's another piece of this, that those that are championing, you know, this whole trans women and female sports, that's something else that they don't want to respond to. Because if it really was about just trying to match the way that someone looks, right, the gender they look or identify as, then you would have to then answer that question. Why don't you have these trans men, right, that used to be females or still really are females, but why aren't they playing football? Why aren't they doing all these other things, playing basketball or soccer? Because they can't compete. They cannot compete. But when you ask them that, again, they have no response to it. It's really sad. All right, coming up next, Delegate Mark Fisher. Also, Congress did pass a bill to prohibit non-citizens to vote in D.C. elections. And you wouldn't believe this, but there were Democrats that voted alongside that. And don't forget, during the break, if you have a moment, go to WCBM.com. Get your tickets for the Chuck Roast. I will be there at Jimmy Seafood, June 20th, 6 to 9 p.m. I hope to see you there. So don't forget to grab your tickets before they're all gone. So Mark Fisher and so much more coming up next.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim.